Republican Jim Pietro is well known in Ohio politics. He's served as Ohio's Attorney General, State Auditor, Chancellor of Ohio Regents, and a state lawmaker. Now he's taking a stand in a hot-button political issue. Pietro is working with the group that wants to put an issue on the ballot next year that would allow Ohioans to vote to overturn the state's constitutional ban on gay marriage.
It's intolerant. When you read it, it looks and reads to be intolerant. It doesn't make Ohio appear to be very welcoming, which is the last thing we need. And at the same time, it doesn't foster an air of equality. And I think we need to have a better sense of that.
Pietro has never backed the prohibition on gay marriage that Ohioans voted to put in place back in 2004. He says he's always been for civil unions and sees virtually no difference between those and marriage in a legal sense. But for Pietro, this isn't just a matter of law, it's personal.
Our daughter was totally forthright through her lifetime. From the time she was 13, she would tell me what she thought. Politically, she would tell me if she thought I was wrong. My daughter, if anybody's aware of her, she's now 34, holy cow. She's married, her spouse is Jessica. They're both very successful in their careers. They have a beautiful home in Massachusetts. I'm envious sometimes. But they also really believe in equality and freedom. And I guess I respect so much what they go through.
And the couple is about to make Pietro a grandfather this fall. He says the gay marriage amendment that's on the books is a major reason why his daughter does not live in Ohio today. Pietro says the ballot issue that's being planned would allow gay marriages and civil unions in Ohio, but would not mandate religious organizations perform or recognize them in their churches. He says that's the way it ought to be.
Government should be all about equality. If there's faith issues and faith-based issues around, that's a religious component, but that's not government.
Pietro says he's not going to run for office anymore. He's hanging up his political hat. But what will Pietro's endorsement of this issue mean for Republican candidates who run in the future, especially since the ban on gay marriage is part of the party's national platform? Chris Schrempf is with the Ohio Republican Party. He says his organization hasn't taken a stand on the possible gay marriage ballot issue yet.
Any speculation would be premature at this point, and then if and when it does make the ballot, it'd be up to the state central committee to make a decision on what the Republican Party's engagement is going to be.
Still, Schrempf says the party would likely not refuse to support a candidate because of their stand on the issue.
Well, we don't tell the candidates or give them any sort of litmus test on how they should behave on any particular issue. It's a choice that they each have to make.
The head of Ohio's Democratic Party, Chris Redfern, doubts Pietro's support of this issue will make a difference to the Republican Party.
He has been consistently opposed to the Defense of Marriage Act. Sadly, he doesn't have many friends in the Republican Party who share his similar beliefs.
The head of Freedom Ohio, the group that's backing the petition drive to overturn Ohio's ban on gay marriage, says he's certain the group will be able to put the issue on the ballot next fall. Ian James says 4,000 Ohioans have already gathered 200,000 petition signatures. The group will need 365,000 valid petition signatures next summer in order to put the issue on the fall 2014 ballot. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.